And so we come now, as we always do, on a Sunday to share the Lord's Supper together. On the night before Jesus died, he shared a last meal with his closest friends. They were actually taking part in a Passover supper. They were remembering the story of Moses, the story of what God did through Moses to bring God's people out of slavery. So they were sharing this meal together, the last one they would share. Jesus changed it a little bit. He changed it a lot, in fact. And he tied his own story, what he was about to do when he died the next day. He tied his own story into the Passover story. You were being set free before. You're going to be set free through what I'm going to do. And we come on a Sunday to share that meal together, to do what the disciples did on their last night with Jesus, to do what Jesus commanded us to do. He said, as often as you meet, do this in remembrance of me. This is something we do because Jesus said, this is how it's going to be. When the disciples shared the Last Supper with Jesus, Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew that Peter was going to deny that he knew Jesus, and that the rest of the disciples would scarper and not be seen for a few days. And still he said to them, this is my body. Take this and eat in remembrance of me. And he said, this wine is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. He knew what was going to happen. He knew that these people were going to run away and deny him. He knew that they were setting themselves up to fail. So when we're talking about sin, when we're talking about this broken way that we're made, the news is both worse and better than we could ever have hoped. Because when we sin, like Paul writes, that the wages of sin is death. It's as stark as that the stuff that we do that's not what God wants us to do, that only leads in one direction. The news is worse than we could possibly imagine. It's also better than we could possibly imagine, because Paul and the New Testament in general can never speak, it almost never speaks of sin without coupling that immediately to how God forgives sin through Jesus. Our sinfulness and God's grace are so closely intertwined in the New Testament that they're inseparable. So when we come to that realization that, oh, I'm busted, that feeling of knowing that, oh man, I've been caught, when Dave gets dragged into the office for stealing, it's just, that's like, that feeling is intertwined in our lives with when God says to us, yeah, and it's dealt with, it's done, and I forgive you. So when we take this, we're like the disciples, we're standing there saying, yeah, Jesus, I'm with you, I will never deny you, I'm on board, I'm with you. And then, oh, no, I don't know him, as soon as it gets tough. And we're like that in our lives. Today, we might take this and we might think, we're going to follow Jesus, we're never going to sin again, it's going to be glorious, just watch. And then tomorrow morning, who knows what's going to happen. But Jesus didn't deny bread and wine to the disciples he knew would deny him. And he doesn't deny us grace because he knows that we're going to screw up. And so, just as Dave was saying, we don't get license to sin because we've been forgiven. We're not free to sin because there's grace. But isn't it good to know that when we sin, which happens, that there's always grace. There's always more. There's always another little cube of bread and another little thimble of wine. There's always more forgiveness. There's always more of God's grace. The wages of sin is death. This is what the New Testament resoundingly says. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Right there next to it, the wages of sin is death, and free gift given by God, forgiveness. All you need to do is reach out and take it from our little silver plates. This is a symbol. This isn't forgiveness on the table. I should say that. But this is an act. When Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, and when Paul says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is our chance once again, because we always need it, our chance once again to reach out and take what God has to offer. This is our chance to once again receive from God something that we can't give to ourselves. So we're going to share communion now. I'll just invite the stewards to come up and join me for this as we share this.